Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome, Blissful Rising, this new plasma on the vernal equinox. Woohoo! All things new. That's what we're talking about. I make all things new. Happy New Year! Yay! So grateful to be here with you, this plasma, and as we come with you every week, and I'm so blessed last week to have Dr. Jewel Pookrum host the radio show last week. So it was phenomenal and very expansive, and so excited to be with you this help tab, this plasma. So make sure that you, for those of you that are in the Universal, our Cyber Universal Principle Support Group or our in-person group in Mount Vernon, New York. Make sure you have your Universal Principle lenses on. It is the filter by which you now see everything. And why Universal Principles? Why is it important? And what is the point of it all? The Universal Principle Hour is an opportunity and a way of being for you to learn to master the language of the universe, to master the language of the universe. It is your innate consciousness, your innate way of being. So we have present with us this plasma relative to support from Mother Earth and the cosmos. It is the first day of spring. And so this is where all things are new. We have dandelions, we have the grass, the green grass, everything is budding and evolving and expanding. So what does that mean for you? So if you remember when the January 1st, quote unquote, the celebrated New Year, when everything really, as we learned, that time is for, that's a fiscal New Year. You know, we were very enlightened. That's a fiscal New Year. And that was celebrated relative to death and taxes and accounting. So now we are able to experience the fullness of new life. And what does that new life look like and mean for you? And how does mastering the language of the universe, universal principles and laws, support you in your capacity as a living God to change and become a new species right here, right now, in this present moment? So this is a very auspicious time for us to make choices and willfully and purposefully create new experiences and take responsibility or accept responsibility for what we are creating and what's showing up in our life. Because as we have talked about over the past few weeks, and if you are tuning in to us, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we've been talking about and focusing on what are you creating, you know, and accepting responsibility for what you create, having enough information to know how you are choosing to create and being responsible for those creations, all right? So as we evolve in the conversation, we want to empower you to begin to think about what you think about and listen to and understand the words that you're using, because words have power. Words have power. And so by mastering this language of the universe, you will be able to create new experiences for yourself. And I have to keep, and I keep saying create new experiences for yourself, because again, understanding these laws and these principles and being in a state of consciousness where you are choosing to willingly operate as a living God, then you, as a human in flesh, in a body, in an avatar, shape, power, you now can willfully and in purpose and on purpose create new experiences for yourself, have a new life. You can start over. That is the theme of an event that is taking place as we speak. We are in alignment with the Galactic Activation Portal and the frequencies that are available that are lining up with this equinox, you know, synchronistically happening at the same time, where we now can create a new future, create a future for ourselves. And so we're going to go into more of the frequencies that are available to us when we come back and hear word from our sponsor. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
So we're going to take our time, this plasma, and have an engaging conversation. We're going to have a special guest join us, this plasma, Dr. Heather Pierman. She's going to be joining us a little later in the hour to help us to understand why it's important for us to willingly let go of some of the programs that no longer serve us. So what do I mean when I say programs? And this is leading into a lot of what we're going to delve into today. When we talk about programs, I'm speaking specifically relative to beliefs that we hold, that shape our life, that guide our life, that we practice, we implement, and as a result, some of the results that we have created. So before we go all the way in there, let's line up with the frequencies that are present for us to support us in this effort of living and being these universal principles and mastering this language that provides us with the capacity to master mass. Because you know what? When we talk about I make all things new, you have the power. You have the power in your words, in your, well, let me say it like this. You have the power in your thoughts and your words to change instantaneously. You have that capacity. All right. So what we have, let's see here. This plasma is Celio and it's Ken 146. So I'm reading from the law of time, okay? This is the frequency that Mother Earth is supporting us and available to us, providing us with energies that will allow us to be empowered and change our own circumstances without having to look outside of ourselves, because everything we require is within us. That's why you can have the capacity to say, I make all things new. And who is that I that make all things new? So it is White Electric World Bridger. I activate in order to equalize bonding opportunity. I seal the store of death with the electric tone of service. I am guided by the power of heart. Ken 146, white electric world ranger, I activate in order to equalize bonding opportunity. I seal the store of death with the electric tone of service. I am guided by the power of heart. One more time. You know, we said three times. Ken 146, white electric world bridger. I activate in order to equalize bonding opportunity. I seal the store of death with the electric tone of service. I am guided by the power of heart. I am a galactic activation portal. Equalize opportunity, death. The store of death, service, power of heart, enter me. So this auspicious time, which is the vernal equinox, and this is the spring, this is an awareness that relative to these next 10 days that we are provided with, and Dr. Pyramid is going to go into this too, that we have the opportunity now to create our future. Create a new future for ourselves with intention, purpose, empowerment, and willfulness, you know, willingly aligning ourselves with the Sirius B star system, you know, being in that awareness, and the mental spheres of the higher dimensionals that are available as our God self, that power, that innate power that some of you have willingly tapped into, have asked questions about, and may not quite understand it. And now the capacity for you to align with it is present, and for you to be able to get the information, okay, to be able to understand it and apply it in your everyday life, okay? So, I make all things new. When we look at our capacity to create, we look at the programs. When we look at, and we said programs are the limiting, the beliefs that we hold. When you think about the thoughts that you have, and when we look at I make all things new, why do I want to make all things new? What does that mean? Because when we understand the words that we use, everything that we say, if we don't understand what we, if we don't say what we mean, and most of the time, okay, I'm going to be transparent, there have been times that out of circumstances, situations, you know, experiences where, you know, I want to put on a good front, you know, where I've said things that I really didn't mean. I know that doesn't apply to you, but I want you to take my example and learn from it so that you don't have to have some of the same experiences, should you choose not to. So learning from me today, we can gather that when we make all things, when we say I make all things new, then I willingly have begun to be very aware of what I say, saying what I mean, meaning what I say, and following through, okay? And if I can't follow through or something comes up, being able to communicate it. And it doesn't always mean that there won't be some, I won't say lashback, or there won't be some discomfort, you know. It does, because there are expectations that are in play. When you give your word or say you're going to do something, people hold you to it, okay? And so as I've noticed just over my life how saying what you mean and not doing what you said you're going to do, being a liar, lying, it has detrimental effects. And so when I think about this, I make all things new. The I that I am referring to, that I'm referring to, me personally, is that God essence that is within myself. So how does that tie in with these universal principles? Because when we understand that the universal principles do not discriminate. There's no judgment, okay? So when I say judgment, good, bad, right, wrong, positive, negative, up, down, in, out, okay? Any labels, descriptions, okay? That's what I mean when I'm talking about good, bad, right, or wrong. So in mastering the language of universal principles, the words that you use based off of the programs or the beliefs that one was reared in, the environment that you grew up in, shaped and molded, right? So when you become of age, and as I became of age and began to experience self-expression, you know, based off of my environment, it shaped me in a certain way to where as I communicated, I interacted in a certain way. And so as I began to experience some discomfort, some heartbreaks, you know, low self-esteem, you know, many disappointments, quote unquote, in life, then it made me go within to be able to say, okay, now what do I need to do to have a different experience? And so coming into the knowledge of living and being these universal principles and wanting to experience self-love and not understanding that my environment might have and did play a part, not understanding it then, but understanding it now as I was older to ask questions and really began to go within, all right, really began being able to go within, it made me have other experiences that prompted me to ask questions and then get answers. So I'm saying all that to say that when you learn this language of the universal principles and you willfully begin to shift, change the words, change the thoughts that you use in your communication, you get different results. So when we look at universal principles and when we look at the non-judgment of the universal principles, okay, that simply means when I choose to willfully make all things new by changing my language, changing the beliefs, changing the programs that no longer serve me, I am now taking myself out of, I am now choosing to relinquish judgment of myself, and I can be very judgmental of myself. So when we embody and practice these universal principles, we are literally commanding and stepping into how the light flows to create mass. That's what the universal principles do. The universal principles support you and empower you to command how the light flows in order to create mass. Okay, so mass is matter, okay? So everything that you say matters. That's why it's important to practice speaking and using different words. And so my sponsors are like, okay, you want to let us say something to the people? So, yes, we are. Let me finish this thought so I can get it out. I want to say that when you are mastering the language of the universe, you are literally, and I want you to really get this because simple as complex as it can sound, it's really simple when we relinquish and let go of, let me say it like this, thank you. When we are willing to have a different experience and let go of the people, places, things, circumstances, limiting beliefs, programs that no longer serve us. And we are ready to now be on purpose, okay? So you have the capacity to command when speaking and mastering these universal principles and living these principles, being the principles, and what you are actually doing is commanding how the light flows through you to to you to create mass. And when we do that, you put frequency in place, all right, that supports you in your capacity to have a different experience and create what you want. Have experiences that serve the highest good for you and all involved. And so with that, we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking about I make all things new. Who is the I? All right. What are you creating? All right. What is this newness that you're creating? And why is it important for you to be aware and observe the words that you use? Think about what you think about. Understand the meanings of the words that you use, okay, because you're always creating. Every time you open your mouth, you are creating. Every time you open your mouth, we are creating. I'm creating right now, all right? So I can be creating confusion for some of you. I can be creating clarity for some of you. I can be creating observations for some of you, other points to consider, you know, another perspective. Okay, nevertheless, we are always creating. And why is that important? When you understand that language, universal principles, master these laws, your innate consciousness, when you accept that this is your innate state of being, this is your innate quality, it's within every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every fiber of your being. When you understand the power that you have, you can now choose to create a whole new life for yourself. You can start over, okay? You can forgive yourself for all of the judgments that you hold, you keep yourself bondage to, okay? You can clean the slate, all right? And today, this plasma is a auspicious opportunity for you to do such a thing in this right now moment, okay? So, as we were saying previously, that when you master the language of living and being the universal principles, okay, creating mass, everything that you do matters. Everything that you say matters. Some of you all are like, I hear you. That's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of weight. And it's easier for me to just act like I'm not hearing what you're saying and keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah, I know I'm attracted to listening to the Universal Principle Hour, and I do want to change. However, change is hard. It takes forever. So all of those thoughts, those judgments, those principles, those ways of being that our environment and that we chose to come into that particular family and environment to experience, to learn the lesson so that we can ascend to a higher, to another level, okay, and be on purpose in our life moving forward, that's what we agreed to. So now that you're here listening to Living in the Universal Principle Hour and you willfully know that it's time for a change and that it that now is your time, however, your question is, well, how does it happen? I'm doing this, I've been doing that, and it seems like I just keep getting the same old results. Well, when we talk about love, you've heard us share what the definition of love is, you know, because we're not going to misuse that term and keep it all mushy. You know, we want you to really be able to embody and embrace on the cosmic level, okay, the universal level of what love is. Love is without judgment. And being without that judgment supports you in your capacity to be an observer, okay? So we said that love is your capacity to focus, right? Love is what you focus on. It's what you think about, all right? So if you are going to a job every plasma and you say you don't like it, but that's what you're focusing on and that's what you're doing every day, that is what you love. Because love is your capacity. It's what you get 100% attention to. Now, you're saying, but I got to be able to take care of myself. Okay, yeah, you can take care of yourself and be on purpose and have an abundance, okay, to be able to have every desire, every need fulfilled, because abundance is the natural state of affairs. So when you choose to wrap your mind around, just for a moment, experiencing a new way of love, a new opportunity of love. So experience this definition of love, all right? We're going to give it to you a different way, okay? So think about it like this. Love is the capacity for you to image a form or a shape, regardless of what the form is, so you're not judging it. Love is the capacity for you to image a form or shape, regardless to what the shape is, all right? So we can be very judgmental. I know nobody can judge me more than I judge myself in the past, okay? I have to share that with you because I am able to extract that wisdom of where that judgment comes from and how it is serving and how it has served as a launching pad for me now to be able to rise up into the full consciousness and the thinking of a living God, okay? So many of us understand love to be a sensation. Love is not a sensation, okay? The universe holds So when we think about love and we talk about the universe, okay, so these principles, when we talk about what the universal principles give us the capacity to do, it commands how light flows to create mass, right? It's not good, bad, right, or wrong. It's no judgment. And as soon as we think about it in that way, then that's when we are in judgment. So if you, as you're listening to me now, take the stance of an observer, okay? Take the stance of an observer. So what is an observer? An observer is your capacity to watch something or someone without, you're just watching. You're just watching. That's what an observer is. You're observing. You're watching. No thought. But when we begin to label, describe, that's when we get into judgment, okay? So love is not a sensation. The universe holds the geometry of all objects, okay? The universe holds the geometry of all objects. And when you think about the universe, so as I'm saying this, I just had a flash come across my prefrontal cortex, the screen, and I just saw all this vastness. This is like, okay, so the universe holds the geometry of all objects. And I see this vast, just space, right? And so when I am observing this space, I can sense and see floating. So I can see the holding of this universe and how it holds the geometry. I am geometry. I'm shape power. You know, I got a circle. I got a square. I have a triangle. All right, shape geometry. We are geometry. All right, we are shape power. So, in our capacity to experience love for ourselves, what does that look like? How do we observe ourselves? So, in the Living in the Universal Principle course, one of our assignments, and that course is on Mondays at the Fiber University of the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, one of our assignments is to look at yourself in the mirror, and the assignment is to write down at least 10 things that you love about yourself, okay, that you observe about yourself, all right? Because as growing up, at least I know for me, I was taught that you shouldn't brag on yourself, okay? So doing that, I've noticed that it's easier, and in my conversations with people, with, you know, helping them to understand and evolve into their purpose and, you know, activate the body's abilities to self-heal, you know, we have this overwhelming sensation of not liking what we see, you know, low self-esteem. And when you look at how easy it is, when I ask people, okay, well, tell me something, and I'm going to say, use it in this vernacular, tell me something you love about yourself or you like about yourself. And it's like pulling teeth. Really? If I ask them to tell me something that they want to change and work on, oh, they can call it off. And I'm willfully not using the other word, BAD, okay? I'm willfully not using that term, okay? But you can call it off just like that. So what I've discovered over the years of, you know, being a hairstylist, and, of course, you know, we're the psychologists for our clients, and I would ask my clients, okay, so when you have unlimited resources, what would your life look like? You know, what would you do? What would you be doing? You know, and it's like pulling teeth, but then when we talk about what we don't have, oh, we can call that off, like, and that has always baffled me. So I'm bringing that up as an example to say that when we talk about love of self and loving ourselves and observing ourselves, it is so difficult for us to do, but when it comes to the lower vibration frequency of saying something that is of that doesn't support us or that's BAD, we can call that off like it's nothing. So when I was giving the assignment to the students, because we were talking about goals we want to achieve as a result of taking this 13-week course, and self-love, you know, having more self-love, being non-judgmental, well, a few of them, then it was incumbent upon me to be able to empower them to have this experience with themselves. And I encourage you to do the same, okay? I encourage you to do the same. Think about all the admirable qualities that you love about yourself and that people don't know, because that's a side that you don't show because you have been taught, programmed, or you have been made to believe, no, you don't talk about yourself. That's arrogant. You don't do that. Okay? So this is crucial in this capacity that you have and this divine right that you have to make all things new. Because then what is the criteria by which, if you're choosing to make all things new, what is the foundation of the newness that you're making? And from what aspect of the I is the newness being made? Who is the I that's making new? Who is it? Who is it? I want you to really think about that, because you have the opportunity to connect with individuals, other living gods, reflections of you, who are on a path, and we are moving forward purposefully in our life, all right, mastering and living universal principles and obtaining brain tissue, access to more brain tissue, to where now we can move to new neighborhoods. We can move to a new neighborhood, and we don't have to have keep creating some of the same experiences expecting a different result. When we're utilizing the same tools, the same environment, the same programming / beliefs, and ourselves wanting to change, but everything else is the same. Okay, so listening to this hour today, you have access, should you choose to receive, because giving and receiving happens at the same time. You have access and tools that can support you in making all things new, transforming that programmed or limiting belief I, and now purposefully stepping into your God self to be able to now create and make all things new with intention, purpose, okay, and consciousness, willful consciousness. So we are now in the midst of, at the Jewel University of the Mortal Sciences, we are now in the midst of a 10-day galactic activation future portal meditation, all right? And I'm going to bring on Dr. Heather Pierman to help us to have this conversation, okay? To help us have this conversation. And Dr. Heather Pierman is a, she is a quantum lifestyle doctor, okay? She's a chiropractor, and she is a master in helping us to get to the core root of a lot of the stuff that's keeping us stuck, okay? That's keeping us stuck in our life. And it's called miasms, okay? So she's going to help us understand why is it important to know, to get access to more information, for one, all right, so that you can be able to receive the gift that Mother Nature is providing for us in the capacity to change. And when we change, we support Mother Earth as well, okay, because Mother Earth is constantly providing ways and means by which we can have a different experience. But we choose to continue to evolve in cycles that keep us powerless, and then we still want to blame other people. No, you don't get a chance to keep doing that. You don't get a chance to keep doing that. So we're going to have a conversation about this vast amount of information that you have access to that is easy, well, that's a judgment, that is that you're able to apply in your life should you choose, all right, and why you want to be able to be in Mount Vernon on the 30th and why you want to participate with us in this 10-day future portal meditation. Dr. Pierman, are you there?
Yes, I am. Greetings. How are you?
Greetings. I am blissfully expanding. Yes, yes, yes.
Wonderful.
So thank you so much for taking time out of your day, your plasma, to have this conversation with us so that we can help those that are listening master the language of the universe and be empowered, all right, and be able to have more information to know that they don't know and that they can know. And this is what you can do in your capacity once you know this is now how you can operate your life. And it doesn't have to be challenging, right? So we're going to go to a commercial break first, and then we're going to come back and continue to have our conversation.
Okay.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science
commercial
Radio
break.
Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So we're talking about I Make All Things New, and the intent and purpose of this Universal Principle Hour, which Living and Being the Universal Principles and mastering this language of the universe provides you with the capacity to know that what you think, what you say matters, and that we are creating all the time. Every time you open your mouth, you are creating. So I am intentionally stating it that way to empower you to think about what you think about. And when you use certain words, know what you're saying, mean what you say, and say what you mean. And here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, we have many opportunities, tools, and they're not even opportunities. They are destinies for you to now be able to embody, enroll in, learn, be, align, so that you can be the living God that you are destined to be. So we're talking about this. We have our guest, Dr. Finn, with us, and we're going to be discussing about why it's important to have knowledge, and then what do you do with knowledge, and why it's important to be able to look at your programming, your beliefs, whether you're aware that you have these beliefs or not. She's going to help us understand, even go deeper into what that is, why that's important for you to be aware, not to judge yourself, to be an observer, and now be able to willingly change, because you can't start over. You have breath in your body, and you can start over. So it's not too late, all right? So Dr. Heather Pierman, talk to us about what is this miasm, and why is it important to understand the program / belief of our environment that keep us in cycles where we keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
Wow. Well, thank you once again. It's definitely an honor to be here to be able to share this information. A miasm, it comes from the Greek root word miasma, which means to taint, stain, or pollute. So a miasm is information, energetic information that is passed down generation to generation. So it's passed down in the form of energy, and it's and these miasms, you know, diabetes would be considered a miasm. The information of diabetes, cancer, money issues, emotions, all of these things. It's also another way of looking at it is transgenerational influences are these miasms, meaning that, you know, that your parents, your grandparents passed down information generation to generation. So energetically, we are incarnating with this information, and depending on where we are in our thoughts, this can manifest into its full-blown existence, or the pattern is still there. You may not experience diabetes, but you may experience some of these symptoms, you know, just because with every dis-ease process, we know there are underlying emotions. So that's all included in these miasms. So again, miasms, they are these informational energetic patterns that are passed on generation to generation, and they can manifest as the dis-ease process. So that is the, that's what a
miasm is. Okay, and that's important. So with this being the vernal equinox, we're in the 10-day future portal meditation, and Mother Earth being provided, you know, we had an interesting conversation. Let me finish that thought. Mother Earth providing us with the capacity to evolve, all right,
absolutely,
and become one. And as she supports us, we can support her, right? So with this newness that is present, how can this I, who has these miasms, that are manifesting in the physical body as dis-ease, and the thoughts and the words that have been used to continue to perpetuate this dis-ease, how can we now take, not take advantage, but leverage, calibrate, collaborate with Mother Earth in this newness that's present that we can't see? Well, we can see it when we look at nature, but energetically, meaning energetically, that we don't necessarily feel anything different. We just know, okay, the sun might be shining more, okay. But how else can we be aware and observe and willfully participate in this newness so that our physical life, our mental life, our emotional life can now be elevated to such a state that we now are willfully changing. We are making all things new in every sense of the word, starting from within. Dr. P, did you hear me? Oh, let's see. Oh, okay, her call dropped. Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Is that you back?
Okay, yes. Can you hear me? Yes. Pardon me. You know, I tell you, it's interesting whenever you're trying to deliver the information, you know, you hit these spots. this is the reason that the Jewel Network was created, so people can get the information. You know, we have different seasons, right? And right now we're in the spring equinox. You know, we're in this, this is really a new year. This is an opportunity for change. And, you know, we really need the knowledge and the wisdom to understand that these periods were created for so many different reasons, but it's definitely to evolve. It ultimately to transform. So, you know, when we look at how the trees hibernate, right, and, you know, they go through, they lose all of their leaves, and when the spring comes around, what happens? They begin to blossom, right? So they're going through a detoxification process. It's the same thing with us. This is where if we understood that this time of year was about transformation and detoxification, that we would use this opportunity. And right now, being that we're in this 10-day future portal meditation, this is where we get the opportunity to take our utmost desires, our utmost thoughts, and imprint them into the cosmos and watch them transform. This is how it is. This is not just something that's made up. Oh, you know, let's just do a 10-day, you know, future portal meditation. This has been like this for centuries. This is, nothing is new here. It's understanding that this is what we are supposed to do. This is supposed to be part of our natural programming. But because we don't have the information and we get caught up in these quote-unquote beliefs, these emotions, and then we're definitely not understanding that we are experiencing these miasms, we don't know what to do, and then we just exist in it. So the fact that you've taken... The fact that you've taken this time to educate people and inform them that this is their time. This is now where you get the time to release attunement to. That means to basically let go and create your present future, what you want for yourself. And, you know, that meditation that we did this morning at 5 a.m., okay, you talk about starting over. Mm. Okay, we already know I had an experience today with starting over. I was clearing out my computer today. And, you know, there are no coincidences. But, you know, that's how I had to see it, that, you know, that there's just this information. There were just things that I just did not want to let go of for really no reason. It's just being stuck in this fear, this doubt. So the universe said, okay, you know, claim that you're ready to transform. Well, it's time to let go. So I'm always in gratitude for these opportunities. So this 10-day future portal meditation is a gift from the universe for everyone to be able to transform and start anew and be able to release attunement to these miasms. Now, you may not know what your body is carrying. You don't have to know. It will reveal itself in your experiences. And you know that anything that is not in quote-unquote love, joy, abundance, really we know that the term is abundance, compassion, mm-hmm. patience, kindness, prosperity, generosity, you know, we can go on with these states of consciousness, then we know that we have to change them. We don't want to have to live through this any longer, and you don't have to. You just have to be willing to let it go. And we, for some reason, again, we have this fear of not wanting to change and transform. Even when the universe said, here, it's spring, this is where you get to do it. This is where you get to do it. But it's the bombardment. It's the weight. It's, again, it's the beliefs. It's the anchoring of these emotions that we get so consumed in that and that just seems that we allow to fuel us and keep us in this non-purposeful, catabolic, depleting energy as opposed to just saying, you know what, this 10-day future portal meditation is here. You know, let me just give this an opportunity. And first of all, I don't know if you made mention of the cost of this meditation. You know, it's now, if anyone that's coming in now, it's $100. That's literally $10 a day, right? $10 a day to transform your reality. For those that buy, cocktails, you buy a beer today, you know, you go to McDonald's, you go to, you're spending at least, I mean, you're spending at least $15. You know, you're not even spending 10, you're spending at least 15 or more, and then to not, where we are what you call cognitive dissonance. We can't see it. You know, we can't see it. It's cognitive dissonance. We can justify and rationalize spending that $15 for a martini, but the idea of investing in your transformation, in your reality, that's where this weight, this bombardment comes in. And but you know, having the Universal Principles Hour, having the PNI Hour, having the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing and More Hour, this is where we get the opportunity to keep giving people the information so you will eventually get the downloads to transform it. We invite you to join us, please. We invite you to join us to be in this awesome experience, because I know, I mean, you and I, we're facilitating this event, but we are just as much in it as everyone else. We are following the instructions, writing down our, future goals this morning, purpose, you know, for our bodies, for our goals, for our life. I mean, and to know that that's making an imprint in your reality, that's really powerful.
Yep. So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, welcome back. And so we have Dr. Heather Pierman with us, and we are talking about I Make All Things New and the tools by which we have much support. The universe does not discriminate. It is so mutually supportive to give us everything that we require, even when we don't even know we need it. But the universe always tells us and gives us a clue. So we want to, from this day forward, move with intention and asking the question. Anything you want to know, ask the universe. Anything you want to know, just ask. Just ask. And so what I want to help us to understand and walk away with is that this love, this capacity that we have, this power, okay, to make all things new, and it being your time, like literally it is your time right now to be able to make all things new in your life, start over, and create the life that you've always wanted. You have everything you need. And so how do you begin to do that? You begin to do that with the thoughts that you think, okay, the love of yourself. Remember, love is the capacity for you to imagine a shape or form, regardless of the form, and not being judgmental. So the thoughts that you think, the power of the words that you use, okay, and this information that is available for you to access and to connect with other people who are of the same mind and heart that is reflecting back to you. That's why you're here at this Universal Principle Hour, learning to master this language. And so we have an event coming up in New York. All right, all right. State of emergency. And it is definitely a state of emergency for you to be able to look at what you're creating and make a shift. Change, get the information, get the tools, and Dr. Pierman is going to talk about this because she's hosting this event in New York, and it is bringing and featuring Dr. Jewel Pookrum. Saturday,
yes,
March 30th. Dr. P, go ahead, tell us about
yes.
it. And so why should you be? Why should they be there? Why should they come? Streaming or in person?
Well, it's a critical time for humanity. I mean, there are so many things that are happening in Europe, and we need information. And this is a wonderful opportunity to come and learn about what's happening in the planet, how, you know, humans are becoming extinct. We are becoming extinct, you know, and it's just time that we need to pay attention and see what's going on. There are many things that, again, it's cognitive dissonance. We're not seeing it. So Dr. Jewel, who will be our guest speaker, will be showing documentaries, showing you the science and the information about what is happening in our existence and the steps that we need to begin to take in order to be able to evolve and truly create our present future. You know, this is different from what we're doing with this meditation. This is very different from what we're doing in this meditation. This is, Dr. Jewel is bringing the information again, and if you have children, you need to understand what's happening in our school system. You know, we have to know what's happening here on the planet. There are alliances that are trying to support us in this existence, and we're not even aware of them. You know, like we'll look at the Olmecs. You know, we need to. No one even truly knows who the Olmecs are. Not were, are. See, they think it's a were and it's an are. So, again, this is where, come check us out.
So thank you, Dr. P, for joining me and sharing this information. Remember, I make all things new. You can get more information about the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences at juis.education. Look at upcoming events. That's where everything is happening, the meditation and the course and the event in New York. Please join us. Not too late. You can start over. We love you. Master this language of the universe and know that everything you do matters.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed
into MP3 format or suspend it on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.